All right, hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. That is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. I'm Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. And I need to stop wearing black t-shirts for this because I look like a floating head right now.
Oh, yeah, you're blended in.
I'm with the darkness of my basement.
Yep.
All right. We are not a sports podcast, but we do have to get it out of the way up front. Holy shit, Jake. I know you don't give a fuck about the Packers. Your Lions won.
Yep.
Did you see what happened with my Packers?
No, I did not.
Down 17-0 at the half. They won 18-17 off a missed field goal at the end.
Holy shit.
Came back just, you know.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, 18 points out of nowhere. Derek Carr went out with a shoulder injury. Who knew he was the Saints' secret weapon? The rapist or sexual assaulter. I can't remember. Jameis Winston. He didn't do shit when he got put in.
Wow.
So, all right. That's out of the way.
He was tired because he was up all night doing the rapings.
Yes. I can't remember if he was a rapist or just accused of sexual assault. Allegedly, so they don't sue us. So he doesn't sue us, but he's
that's
been
true.
Allegedly. All right. Let's jump in.
He's the Russell. He's the Russell Brand of the NFL.
Yes. Well, let's jump right in with sex crimes. This one, I have to admit, it doesn't really surprise me. It disappoints me. But this is America, and I can see this happening. Here we go. Associated Press: police suggest charging a child for her explicit photos. Experts say the practice is common. So what happened is, a guy found out that his daughter, she's 13 years old. I think there's an 11-year-old later on in the story. I thought I saw 13 somewhere. Either way, 11-year-old is heard replying that his daughter, I can't get, either way, a child is coerced online by an adult. The adult is like, hey, I really like you. You're pretty. Why don't you send me some pictures? The parent finds out that the child is doing this, calls the cops and says, hey, there's a predator online getting pictures of my daughter. How do we get this person? The cops show up and say, well, we could arrest your daughter because she is technically the one creating the images. Holy fuck. I mean, this is America. This is the country we live in where someone wrote the law, I'm assuming with the best intentions. Anybody that creates child porn needs to go to jail. And then they're going to try and enforce it to the letter of the law, which is if a child gets coerced by an adult and sends a picture of herself or himself, the child gets charged for creating. Wow. Just this is America, Jake. Best country in the world.
That kid was grooming that 37-year-old man. That was my takeaway from this article, you know?
I mean, apparently that's the legal takeaway. This ended up on a TikTok that father slams the door on the cop. Where's the actual quote? At least the cop is being investigated. His commander said it was a complete fail on a legal level and on a human level. But the cop's quote is... No, do they have it? That's his quote. Just said, the parent protests that she is a child. It was an 11-year-old. The child could be charged, quote, with creating child porn. The parent protests that she is a child, a victim who is manipulated by an adult. And the cop says it doesn't matter. She's still creating it. And then, like you said, yes, the innocent adult was being groomed by that child. The world we live in, Jake. The world
that,
we live in.
I mean, okay, but I did miss the part about the commander in there because I started going like weird conspiracy route, like some kind of small town. Oh, this has DA's, you know, nephew or whatever.
Oh, right.
All over it, that kind of thing. But it just sounds like this cop's fucking dumb, man. I don't know how the hell you that's your go to, you know.
I mean, like you said, it's a complete fail on every level, but it says Ohio statutes are clear that minors who create, possess, or distribute images of child sexual abuse, even of themselves, are violating the law. Ultimately, prosecutors decide when to file charges. So you would hope that if a cop like this is a little too stupid... the prosecutors would go, wait a second. Yeah, your kid is a kid. And they're like, my daughter is 11. And I mean, we tell her all the time. We've been telling her since she was, no, you're not going to go help that person find their puppy. No, you're not going to get in that van. And we got to start hammering home. You never, never, never take pictures of yourself for anyone. It's insane because they always get leaked no matter what, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But I just kind of, I don't know if that was maybe the cop's way of trying to keep her from doing it anymore. I don't,
scared
I would
straight.
Love if yeah. they fucking interviewed the cop and was like, hey, what was your thought process on this? Like maybe, and I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here to where like this could
try to figure it out in your head, wrap your own head around it.
Was it like she didn't seem that concerned about what the fuck was going on? I mean, I don't know why, what, I mean, maybe
as a kid, she's a kid. She probably doesn't right. know. You know?
Maybe, you know, he's a cop. He's like, well, when you're a hammer, every problem's a nail. I'm gonna threaten this kid until they stop being a victim of human trafficking. That's what I do.
Apparently so. That is the. It gets scary to me toward the bottom.
They didn't train me in police academy on how to lecture children about online use, but they did teach me how to threaten people with charges. So I'm just gonna do that until the kid stops getting there online. That's my. That's
you
my
went
move.
In a different direction. I thought you were going to say they didn't train me in a police academy how to handle situations like this. They just taught me how to make crazy sounds with my mouth. That's what they taught me in police academy. Sirens and weep, weep. Little,
oh, there we go.
I thought yeah. you were doing a Michael Winslow reference, my friend.
Especially in Police Academy 8. This guy got held back a lot of times.
And, he did.
They taught him a lot of noises. Yeah, I don't know if maybe he thought it would be a reverse Chris Hansen situation. Where he just lets the guy go. Let's find this kid. Kid, sit down.
Yeah.
Let's have a little talk.
Well, here it gets interesting at the bottom for two reasons. There are two reasons this gets interesting at the bottom. First of all, the Associated Press filed a written request with the county prosecuting attorney's office to see if kids have ever been charged, and they didn't get a response. So they are trying to see if this has ever happened. But here's where it gets really unfortunate, interesting. The executive director of the Center on Gender Justice and Opportunity at Georgetown Law said charges against victims are common. And the name of that director, the executive director of the Rebecca Epstein. What are the chances? Just, I mean, to be saddled with that name, to have that, and you are fighting for justice. It's sad.
When news of that started breaking, she was like, well, this isn't, this is going to help my career here. at the Bureau of Stopping Underage Sex Crimes. In fact, they're going to think I'm a mole or something.
Blood relation, distant cousin? No, nothing. Yeah. Just it's a common last name. It's out there. Oh, sure it is.
If I was really a mole, do you think I would have gone with the name Epstein? Do you really think I would have gone with the name Epstein to try to be undercover?
I wouldn't have changed it to something less conspicuous. Or maybe you're kept it because it's so conspicuous. Who would keep that name? You're playing 4D chess, Miss Epstein.
Right. She's like she's the underage trafficking version of Matt Damon in The Departed.
Yes. And, yes. You know, good reference.
That's what she's doing. She's just sitting there going, well, I gotta be looking for the rat, but the rat's me.
Exactly. Well, it'll be interesting to see if they ever get a response to see if this does happen. The whole article top to bottom says, yeah, the law says anyone caught with this stuff gets charged, which again, you know, the person writing it is coming from a good viewpoint. They're saying, fuck it, we got to bring the hammer down. We got to nail anybody. And they forgot to say, unless it's a coerced victim, unless it's an 11-year-old child who's, well, then it's them, you know,
The only way I could see somebody being prosecuted for this is if they, like, took pictures of themselves underage, waited a decade, and was like, hey, man, I know a certain market that tends to draw a pretty penny for the few people that are into
profitizing.
It.
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. That's an interesting legal conundrum. Can you be charged for selling pictures of yourself underage when you're an adult?
Oh, my goodness. Because you would give consent to yourself at that point.
Right?
I don't know.
It feels like it has to be illegal. I just don't know how they get you. I know they get you with something.
This is what I want to happen. And I'm not sure how to put this. I want someone to do that And then it makes the news that they heard the idea on this podcast. And then our podcast blows up because of all the negative publicity. And just, you know, there's no such thing as good or bad press. But I heard these two comedians talking and I figured it's a good idea. And so we get press and get sponsors or lose the sponsors we do have. Either way, we get press because someone heard it here first and then tried it. That's what I want to happen.
Yeah. And then I hope that that person does go to prison, but they do the Al Capone thing and they get them for tax evasion on the pictures of themselves that they sell, because they're like, this is such a weird legal loophole. We can't charge them with the actual crime. But, you know, they didn't pay taxes on the Bitcoin they were making on the dark web for these old Polaroid pics.
These pics of themselves. All right. My mouse is dead, so I try to. Oh, well, speaking of parenting, so that's a good parent. Let's say this. This dad finds out his daughter is being coerced online, immediately calls the police. That is good parenting. Flip side, we have bad parenting. Mothers of teens accused of running down former California police chief speak out. This is huge news. Two kids went on joyride, hitting guys on bikes, and just they killed one, and others in the hospital, and they videotaped it. Now, one mom... of the two kids, one mom said, I don't know why he did this. I don't know if God can forgive this. So that's a good mom right there, just saying, wow, my son, just horrified by her son's action. You scroll to the bottom of the article, and then the other mom, two kids in the car, the other one, my son's side of the story will be told, the truth, not the inaccuracies the media will try to portray. There's video of your kid in the car hitting people on bikes and then laughing. I'm not sure what truth you think is going to come out after that bad.
That's
mom.
Totally the more fun mom, though. You know what I mean? I'll bet she's fun to party with for sure. You know, there's no stuff she doesn't want to do in the bedroom. You know what I mean? Like this lady, she's a catch.
I don't know about that, though, because take the parenting side out of it. She is still a nothing's my fault kind of person. And that's what I don't like about her, is like she raised a shitty kid, but it's not her fault. So imagine being in a relationship with her and she gets in a car accident and fucks up the car.
Oh, no, the actual relationship part would be a nightmare. She'd probably try to have you murdered by her murdering son and then claim that it was a conspiracy made up by a DA that didn't like him because A, B, C, or D.
Right.
That said, I just mean, you know, a fucker. She does anal. And you're gone.
She's not going to complain about it.
You sleep still with this lady with an alias and a sidearm holstered close, because she might get a little rowdy.
You're saying Clerks too. She does ass to mouth right there. She'll do ass to mouth.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, this lady rocks.
All right. That's a good take. I like that.
But I don't know, man. I don't want to get... Did it say how old this lady was?
No, it didn't. It just said the kids are teenagers. They're like 16 and 17, and they're getting bumped up from juvie to adult court, though.
Right, yeah. But, okay, the thing is, like, I almost, as much as I'm like, well, this kid was clearly raised by, like, a shitty mom or whatever, I also, part of me doesn't want to go too crazy hard on her just because, A, we don't know when she said that. You know what I mean? Like, she might have just found out.
Said it after. After they were arrested, I mean.
It was, well, yeah, but like people get falsely arrested all the time. She might not have known that, like, oh, there's a fucking video.
Yeah.
Like they're on video doing this and laughing or whatever. They're like joyriding and like intentionally hitting these people. And then also.
She could have been Lauren Boebert. If he's 16, she could be 32, you know, like had him way too young and didn't know how to raise him.
Right. Like I would totally sleep with this chick and Lauren Boebert. I think they'd both be fun in the bed. No, but that's not where I was going with it. But I think it's also an issue of, for the same reason, I'm not going to be too hard on a mom for thinking her son's innocent with overwhelming evidence. That's the same reason that legally she could not be on a jury for him, you know? Well,
I can see still loving your child. Like the first mom didn't say, I disown my child. It just said, I don't know how God can forgive for this. But you can still love your child and want good things for them and say, and now you have to spend time in prison because you really fucked up. I still love you. I'll come visit you, but you're a fuck up.
Again, that's why this woman could not be on the jury for her own son is not because... well, some moms lie for their kids. That is true. You know, some moms don't care that their kids commit violent crimes. That may be true in some cases as well. But for the most part, and it wouldn't even just have to be his mom. It could be like, if you know this guy personally, you cannot be on the jury. It doesn't.
Yeah,
it's not about like the defense striking you down, the prosecution striking you down. It's because if the closer relationship you have to somebody, the less you can be legally expected to have a non-biased, rational opinion about the evidence you're being presented. If it's a video, well, you guys faked it because you hate my son. You know, he pissed you off, or you're racist, or you're whatever. I could see that going through a mother's mind because she cannot come to grips with the fact that her kid did this.
That makes sense. I mean, you don't even have to do it to parenting. I mean, my brain went straight to you have January 6th was done by Antifa. I mean, when you love a cult figure, when you're in deep on anything, you lose all rational thought. And there's supposed to be no greater bond than that between mother and child. That is supposed to be the ultimate closest bond.
Right. So, right. And so it's kind of, I don't really like going too hard at the mom, just because it's like, yeah, she's probably a cunt, but it's also like, well,
she raised a shit stain. So yeah, I don't know how present she was.
Well, that said, it's like, is it a nurture or nature thing? You never really know with these cases, but it's also, this is a lady who just found out that her son is probably going to be in prison for the rest of his life. I don't think she's fucking thinking logically or rationally. You know,
that makes sense.
If you interviewed her a year from now, you'd probably get a different answer.
Look at Jake with the empathy. God damn, son.
Now that said, I hope she's murdered. But no. but yeah, that's why I don't get too good. And I was the same way with like where people were writing these articles. Can you believe Camille Cosby is still defending her husband, even though, you know, it's like, yeah, that's her husband.
Yeah.
She can't accept the fact that this guy's a monster. So she'd rather working around in their mind to where it's like, no, it's he said, 57 of them said, it could have gone either way, you know, and that's the way your mind goes with deep familial bonds and stuff. It is, well, and you start doing that kind of math.
We can even wrap this into what we talked about last week, which you just articulated it better than I did last week. I'm not forgiving Ashton Kutcher or media, but you know, they know a guy for 30 years. And sure, they have great interactions with him, and their family spend time, and then he's accused of a horrible crime. It's hard to wrap your brain around the fact that this guy that I think I know and I spend time with also has a dark side and or a horrible dark past. Like, you only know the person that you've known for 30 years. Like, I can name a half dozen people right now where if they were accused of something, I don't know that I could accept that. I'd be like, but that I know that person. They would never. Right, holy shit. It just boggles your mind.
Same. And that's why I think definitely Mia Kunis and the other people from that 70s show are sort of in that category. Now with Ashton Kutcher, the equivalent in this situation is if that mom that came out and said, wow, he didn't do anything. If she was the head of a charity for police chiefs that were run over by shithead joyriding teenagers, she might have to leave that position.
Right. Yeah. All right. Moving on. Hey, Jake. I don't know who the biggest employer is in Mexico, but we have an article saying who the fifth largest employer in Mexico is. Someone did a study. I just got to scroll to the headline. Where is it? Someone did a study. How many people work for the Mexican drug cartels? Researchers have an answer. They are the fifth largest employer in Mexico with somewhere around, I lost it again, 170. God damn it. They have to recruit 350 people a week because of turnover. And the total number was 175,000. Yeah, the fifth largest employer.
And it says that all those workers are on strike in solidarity with the auto workers and the Writers Guild.
If there's one group that will not go on strike, it is drug mules, because they will get replaced and be made a message of. They will be the show the other mules. This is what happens when you step out of line or try and steal from the cartel. So yeah, they don't go on strike, but
you don't pick it with us. Scab, we'll give you a Colombian necktie.
It's an insanely profitable business. They say that the floor of profit is somewhere around $6 billion in revenue. And that's good, because if there's one thing I know about business, if there's only one thing I know, and that's that low turnover, low employee turnover is better. When you are constantly hiring and training new employees, that takes up a lot of resources. We read about that with Amazon recently. So drug cartels, it's good you have a ton of profit, because my God, the amount you spend and lose on training new employees, 350 a week. Yeah, good on you.
Hey, rookie, you don't just shove the heroin up your ass. You put it in a plastic bag first. What are you doing there? We can't use it now.
You swallow it. You swallow a couple balloons, and then you cross the border.
Yep.
Either way, was there anything else from that? That's the wrong one. But either way, who sits down to do that? Who says, hey, you know what we should do? We should find out how many people. What I want to see is the next one that says, how does it impact the Mexican economy? Because I know they don't pay taxes, but they build schools occasionally, or they build wells.
They spend the money, you know.
Yeah, they got to spend it somehow. They're sort of the opposite of the Taliban in a way. Because the Taliban wants tight control and everybody under their thumb, and nobody has any rights or freedoms. And I'm not saying the cartel wants people, but what they do is they try and make the area nice so that when the police come in, the citizens are like, leave us alone. They built this school. They keep criminals don't want to cross the cartel. So if they're going to do pickpockety shit, or, you know, they're going to go somewhere else because the cartels control the town.
Yeah, the cartels, usually like the head of them will have their own tiny little town.
Yeah,
that's actually pretty nice because they're spending all that money on it, and they're pretty well insulated from everything.
It doesn't give it a time. It says 100,000 people listed as disappeared in Mexico, but they don't have like over 10 years. They don't have a timeline. But either way,
I wonder if it's possible to buy timeshares in a tiny little cartel town. That might be sort of cool, as long as
you don't have to lock your doors at night.
Oh,
yeah,
it's great.
So I know one thing about business, and that's that turnover is bad. Cartels, I had a thought, then I lost it. Damn it. Oh, they want profit from everywhere. That's why when drug sales were dipping, they got into human trafficking, because they just want profit flowing to them. They don't care where the money comes from. They will put their fingers in everything. So why not vacation? Why not timeshares? Why not create like, hey, beautiful little bed and breakfast, you know, as long as you don't cross us, you can sleep with your windows open. You can sleep, you know, this town is safe. As long as you don't, you know, throw any pebbles into the water and cause any ripples.
Right. I do like the idea of one of the dons, you know, like El Capitans, the capos, coming to him. He's like, listen, we're making a ton of money with this whole heroin selling business. Have you thought about investing in timeshare communities? You know, tiny little, we can get people at the airport to pitch them to doors. We'll have people coming and going, paying us all year round.
Yep. And then half of them will have to cancel. So they'll still have to not cancel. They're stuck in the contract. They won't use the vacation. So we can double sell. We can oversell the property, because when people have to pay their dues but don't use their week, we can sell it again. It's a moneymaker.
That's right. Never get high on your own supply and diversify your investments.
Diversify. All right, here we go. Jake, the other week you said, God, what was it? The Hunter Biden thing. You said that anyone that is stupid enough to put, I am currently using drugs on a form to purchase a gun, then you don't want that person to have a gun because they're too stupid to own a gun because they didn't lie, because they didn't put, you know, no, I'm not using drugs. Along the lines of that, I think that this next article from that comes out, the U.S. Government issued a warning. And I don't think they should. The U.S. government issued a warning on countries not to travel to because they're not safe. And I say, fuck it. If you are dumb enough to go to these countries in the first place, well, then whatever happens to you, because that's like your gun thing. If you're so stupid, what are the countries that don't travel to these countries? If you're an American, U.S. government warns, Russia, North Korea, Burma, Iran, Afghanistan, Syria, Ukraine, Belarus, Venezuela.
What if they offer you a lucrative basketball game contract in the offseason?
Unless they need it, yeah. But it's like South Sudan. Like it's a who's who of where not to go. anybody that is so dim-witted, you don't even need to know jack shit about world politics or events to say.
I actually just signed a deal as point guard for the Sudanese Cyclones. And
well, you have fun with that, because I'm not going to North Korea for their basketball team. That can, you know, that's, who needs this information?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Like, unfortunately, it does have to be said. I mean, it's one of those where, like, I don't even think the government should get you back unless you have a very good reason why you went there. If you're in the video and you're blinking Morse code like John McCain in a tiger cage,
right,
and then they ask you why you went, and you were just like, I had lots of days at work and I wanted to go someplace fun and sunny, you know, and it's like, that's why you went there. That's why you're in Sudan. That's it's why you decided secret. To go to Libya.
Number one country. What does the State Department have to say about travel to Iran? I don't give a fuck. I know I'm not going there. You know, it's been, that was assigned the highest level of warning. How the travel advisories are determined. Number one, exercise normal precautions. What's that? Fucking England? Level two, exercise increased caution. Reconsider travel is level three, and four is do not travel. I want to know the reconsider travel. Like, one is like, oh, you can go there, but you might not want to. That's the list I want to see, not the North Korea's where I know not to go.
Yeah, yeah. Just certain ones where it's like, hey, man, you know, you're probably going to get rolled in the fucking alley somewhere. Like, it's not.
It's Yemen. Not. Yemen is on there. Of course it is. Who's going to Yemen? I mean,
yeah. It's, hey, man, if. And it's one thing if you got family there. It's one thing if it's some kind of work thing. I'm not saying there's not weird circumstances that will put you there, but if you're just going to go, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. It's an odd one, but all right. And finally, Jake, we've talked about this many times. Elon Musk buying Twitter. Well, there's a new rumor going around. I hope it's true, Jake. I hope to God this happens. Elon Musk says Twitter may go behind a paywall for everyone so he can, quote, combat vast armies of bots. I hope Twitter goes behind a paywall, because I'm tired of it. It's just fucking awful now. I don't know why I log in. I'm gonna preface like what I'm about to say with, I don't know why I log in, but when I do, I literally go, stop showing me tweets from Ted Cruz. Stop showing me tweets from Ted Cruz. Stop showing me tweets from Jim Jordan. And then the very next day, my timeline is full of tweets from Jim Jordan and Ted Cruz. It's like, it is just a shit show. So if it goes behind a paywall, I think everybody will stop using it and it can finally go the fuck away.
Yeah, I mean, then again, who knows if he'll actually do it? It seems like every other week he's saying something crazy he's going to do in there. So you never really know with him. It really seems like at this point, he's just taking this thing that pissed him off and he's running it into the fucking ground, man. I mean, I don't know how else to read that. I think this is Howard Hughes buying the restaurant so he can fire the manager who wouldn't let him in, and lighting a match and burning the fucking place down, man. He's doing such a bad job at running this thing. I don't know how else to read it, you know?
Well, and I don't know if you saw this. It came out this week, and all I'm going to do is talk about the one article I saw. His biography was just released. A guy spent a year or 2 years with him. And it must be an authorized biography because, you know, if he's spending time with Elon, it's not like the guy's just reading shit online and writing a book. But according to the new book about Elon Musk, he did not want to buy Twitter. It was, as we talked about, he made the comment and then tried to back out and then sort of got forced by a judge. And so he kind of got stuck with something he didn't want.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty wild, man. Well, I do remember that he tried to go back hard when he was like, there's so many bots on here.
Yeah.
When I said 44 billion, I didn't know that there was this many bots. Now I think it's worth 20,000. And it's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah. He got forced into that. And go ahead. I was just going to say that I actually went to college. We're acquaintances now. We used to be really good friends with a guy named Mudge. He's one of the original hackers, had to testify in front of Congress. And he was hired by Twitter. And then I don't know the full story, but let's put it this way. He came out and said, hey, Twitter does not give a fuck about cybersecurity. Your information is not safe. And so Twitter went, and this is right before Elon Musk. This was sort of while it was happening. So yes. Twitter came back and said, oh, he's lying. Elon Musk hired him to make up lies about us. And knowing this guy personally, that's not the case. He would not make that up. So Twitter right. was, you know, in shit shape. And it, probably rightfully so, Elon wanted to back out.
See, I heard that same thing about the guy making up all the information for Elon, but I heard it from Hasan Minhaj. So I'm like, it could have been one of those emotional truths. We don't know that really happened.
Tell me quick. I heard that he's in shit creek because he lied about a bit, but that's all I've heard. I don't know anything else
it's
about it.
It's pretty hilarious, actually, dude. So it's not like lying about a bit. Like, because that's what I thought at first, too, is I'm like, well, you lie to make jokes funny or who gives a fuck.
Yeah, you change names, you over-dramatize, you make something.
No,
like,
this wasn't like jokey. This was him doing the very sad, serious part of the comedy special where it gets all Hannah Gatsby-ish and we talk about deep truths and racism in America, especially this thing that happened to me personally. And then it was like all bullshit. Like he did that like several times.
It's Steve Renazzisi lying about 9/11.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I don't remember that one. I don't remember that.
Well, he wasn't as big as he was on a TV show on Comedy Central, and he was on his way. He had achieved a certain level, and he was probably going to upgrade sure. and become. And then it came out that he'd been lying about like either escaping the towers or losing a family. So he used 9/11 right. to his advantage, and you have not heard shit from
him
since.
It's kind of like that. Yeah, it's kind of like that. He lied about a And I remember seeing the special too. He tells some story about some lady he was going to go to prom with in high school, and then her parents were racist, and she ended up going with some other guy or whatever. And he met up with her years later, and she's married to an Indian guy. And he showed her picture on the special, but like blurred out. Well, that lady came forward and was like, "That's not at all what the fuck happened. He asked me to go to prom like days in advance, and I already had a date, so I said no." And nice. My parents aren't racist. I'm married to an Indian guy now, so fuck you. And yeah, it's kind of the way it happened. And there was another one where it was like, he said the FBI came to his house and slammed him on the ground or something. That never happened. He said somebody sent him a weird white powder that he thought was anthrax and it got all over his daughter. And that like that never happened. And he was doing these bits where it wasn't like a, so I'm sitting there getting the mail the other day, and oh fuck, I thought it's anthrax, and then it falls on my daughter, and I'm like, oh son of a bitch, I only bomb on stage, you know, and like it wasn't like that. It was like, now we need to talk about this deep thing that happened and what it means for racism and how we can deal with it. And so it's like, I hate that brand of comedy anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah, well, because it's not fucking funny.
It's not funny. It's intentionally not funny. Yeah. And it's like to see somebody like get caught lying about the unfunny parts of the specials. Honestly, it makes the specials way better because he's got tight, funny bits in the specials that's really good. And then he goes on these long, sad tangents. And now that you watch them knowing that the loud, sad, the long, sad tangents are lies, they're even funnier than the funnier bits. So they're honestly some of the best specials around going back and watching them.
And they haven't been yanked? Like the distributor hasn't gone like, oh, we got to get this out of here because he's in trouble?
No. He said they were emotional truths.
Oh, well, there you go.
It means this could have happened. It could have some racist guy could have blah, 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 blah. Like,
so he's defending his actions. He's not like apologizing.
Yeah, he's just kind of more shrugging it off, but just being like, yeah, it was emotional truths. And he's basically talking about it as if he was making a joke like, so I got yanked out of line at the TSA the other day. And I said, oh, I only bomb on stage, man. Like it's basically the equivalent people are making is if like Hannah Gatsby, it turned out she was never like sexually assaulted or anything.
Right.
Showed a picture of the guy, blurred out. And the guy was like, nah, here's what actually happened. And his side was, it's kind of the equivalent to that. I don't know, man. I think he's got a couple options. Like he seems to just kind of be brushing it off, and honestly, that'll probably work well enough. Like I don't think it's definitely keeping his career from getting where it could go. but he's still definitely going to have enough people that just don't give a shit. And, you know, he'll sell out theaters anyway.
Kind of like the guy you mentioned earlier, I guess Russell Brand is going to do fine because Louis C.K. is doing fine. He's selling out everywhere. Like,
right. Well, Russell Brand sings a lot more serious.
Oh, it's a lot more serious, but still yeah. On a sliding scale, you still... Yeah, I'm not when on a scale of 1 to 10, you got Louis C.K. and you got Russell Brand.
Sure.
To just act like it's a nothing, you know, like would you want it to happen to your daughter? Well, I'd rather her encounter Louis C.K. than Russell Brand. Yes, I have a daughter. I would rather her go, ooh, no, I don't want you to masturbate in front of me. Fuck off. Than to have something really. But it's still, you know, suggested that people are a little too forgiving of pieces of shit is all. Not that right. I'm comparing Hassan to all that, but he will still have his fans because. People are very forgiving. Russell, but the whole point of this was saying Russell Brand still has fans. There are still people tuning into his videos and like, we love you, Russell.
Right. Well, and especially since he's gone way kind of, I don't want to say InfoWars-y, but, you know, off the beaten path politically to where he's like super conspiracy minded. He could just sit there and, oh, I didn't rough her muffin. It's the government that made it up. You know, like he can do that and people will kind of believe it. I think with his son, he should.
He only started doing that a few years ago, and it's coming up that these stories started circulating and other comics. Like, do you think he started going down that path in advance? So when it got to this point, then he could say conspiracy theory?
Could be, man. If I ever start human trafficking, I'm also going to become a flat earther. You know what I mean? Just so I could be like, dude, first they say that the globe is round. Now they said I got a tunnel underneath my apartment with a bunch of fucking kidnapped girls from Lithuania. No, dude, that's bullshit. Don't believe any of their lies. But no, I think he could either, like, I think the clever play is just kind of make a joke on your next special up top about it, be a little bit self-deprecating.
Yeah.
And people be like, yeah, whatever, man. Who gives a fuck? He could just go, like, douchey with it and be like, well, did you know, but that's the actual truth with America as a whole.
Right.
Against people like me. You know, like, he could do that. But here's what I hope he does. I hope he does that second thing. And this is the funniest move is you go, listen, they said that I did this and that's so wrong, but it was really a dog whistle to draw up actual racist attacks against me. And some white supremacist killed my dog. And then his dog's fine, right? And he keeps doing it, but he makes up crazier stories and just keeps going with it. That's the move. Hassan, if you're a fan of this podcast, please just make up even crazier stories on your next special and just keep call your next special In for a Penny, In for a Pound. It'll be awesome.
Four words. It works for Trump.
There you go.
All he does is double down. No matter what he's caught in, he doubles down and he deflects.
Like, there you go. Oh,
that's a lie. It works for Trump.
Make one of your lies mirror almost 100% the Jesse Smollett thing. Be like, I was outside. I had just gotten some sandwiches from Subway.
Just change it to Quiznos. That's all you got to do. Just change it to Quiznos.
Uh-huh.
All right. Find Jake at Jake Vevra on all the social medias. Listen to the Love Gurus podcast every Thursday live. Find me at NathanTimmel.com and look me up on all the socials. I post a video a day on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Jake, good seeing your face.
You too, man.
We'll know what happens with the Packers next week because they play Thursday. So, oh, they play the Lions. We hate each other this week.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to lose so bad. The Lions are on a tear. All right, my friend.
All right, later.
Bye.